97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. If you're planning a road trip for Memorial Day weekend, you'll be paying quite a bit more at the pump than you did last year. Officials at Gas Buddy forecast the national average will reach $4.48 per gallon on Memorial Day. This time last year, the national average was $3.14. As the summer continues, prices at the pump could increase even more, with a predicted national average of $4.80 per gallon expected from Memorial Day through Labor Day. It's possible gas prices could reach all-time record highs if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed for a significant portion of the summer. Patrick DeHaan is the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy. He says drivers in America are going to pay billions more to travel this summer. DeHaan said even after the strait reopens, it could take a year or more for gas prices to fully recover. United Way's Great Book Giveaway is June 8th through the 16th this year. You can help kids fight the summer slide by bringing them to a book reading near you. Children will get to listen to a story read by volunteers and select free books to take home with them to keep. All children, parents, grandparents, caregivers, and daycare providers are invited to attend these free events. You can find all locations and times at uwswac.org. The Wisconsin Rapids Zoo will have a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new playground and otter exhibit today at 11:30. The zoo officially opens for the season on Saturday, May 23rd at 10 a.m. Beaches in Wood County parks officially open on Friday, May 22nd. They include Dexter, NEPCO, North and South Wood County parks. Beaches are not staffed and they are unguarded. Dogs are not allowed in the beach area. Park beaches will remain open through Labor Day weekend. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day, or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. If you're hitting the road this Memorial Day weekend, Wisconsin transportation officials say be ready for traffic, delays, and work zones. More than 700,000 people are expected to travel by car, with the busiest times starting this afternoon and continuing through Monday, even with construction projects easing up for the holiday. Drivers will still encounter detours, lane shifts, and reduced speeds across the state. Officials say checking 511 Wisconsin can help avoid surprises along your route. They also stress simple safety steps like buckling up, putting the phone down, and slowing down in work zones. Wisconsin's congressional map battle is moving to the state Supreme Court, but confusion over appeal rules could slow or stop the process. According to WisPolitics, two separate lawsuits, one claiming partisan gerrymandering and another calling the map anti-competitive, were both rejected earlier this year. Lawyers now disagree on whether appeals must be filed within 30 days or 90 days under a 2011 law. That decision could determine if at least one of the challenges moves forward. And former Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle is endorsing Judge Pedro Colon for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. According to a press release from Colon's campaign, Doyle appointed Judge Colon to the Milwaukee County Circuit Court in 2010. Doyle says the judge comes uniquely qualified to face the challenges that will undoubtedly come before this Supreme Court in the next decade. He also said Colon is a dedicated public servant who deeply cares about the people of our state. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The crew sweep the Cubs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers have the night off after beating the Cubs 5-0, completing a three-game sweep. That ended a 15-game winning streak at home for Chicago, and they now find themselves a game and a half behind the now first-place Brewers. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
You know, when you don't swing the bats and you don't score a run, it just, a baseball game doesn't look good for your side. You know, we're in a little bit of a funk right now, and And, you know, it's up to us and it's up to us to change it.
Brewers pitcher Kyle Harrison only gave up two hits in seven innings pitched. Jake Bowers has an 11-game hitting streak going as they open a home series tomorrow night against the Dodgers. Pat Murphy on the sweep.
I think it gives us a little confidence. We have a very young club, as you know. Yeah, I think it gives you a little confidence. Friday will be here soon enough, and we have the Dodgers in town. So
that's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy will drop to the low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high once again in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.